Yo, it's ill because at first, you know, the Wu-Tang member that was supposed to really do it in Hollywood was Method Man. What do you think that you did in your journey that was different?
Well, I think I think Meth is still doing it and is going to do it. Meth has such a unique charisma about himself, and he's a unique individual. So I think we will see more movies from him because he has a special quality about him. I think what I bring different, though, is that before I entered, I had a chance to be in the world. You know, I wasn't just drunk. So I worked with the producers already. I worked behind the scene. I worked in post-production as a composer. So when it came time for me to submit to being an actor, I just had a different kind of education to go with it.
Okay. And I know you don't want to talk. I mean, you want to deal with the brother thing with Raekwon and how he's holding up the project. But he said something, and I just wanted to ask you about it. He said in Rolling Stone, he said, as far as RZA, I respect him. I love him. The love I got ain't going nowhere, but you're not in the music world no more. So to me, you need to take a backseat and respect the ones that are playing the game. He said RZA the type of dude where in the 90s he ruled, but now it's a new day. Is that really true in hip hop? Like, can we not take...
Well, everybody got their opinion, you know what I mean? And I want to echo back the words. First of all, I love Raekwon, been my friend since the third grade. I know for actual fact, if me and Raekwon get in the studio, magic's going to happen. You know what I mean? Great music is going to come out of that. It always has and always will. Maybe when you're not around somebody, you know what I mean? You don't know exactly their capabilities. So he may not know that I've been punching the bag every day and I could break a brick with my hands because he hasn't seen me exercise.
I'm 107.
So he doesn't know that how many instruments I play now. He doesn't know the level of my talent because he hasn't been around me. But if you just take it from a face value and you say, well, RZA's not into music. No, I'm into music every day. I love me. I have a beat machine in my hotel room right now. This is just me. But we don't have the time together, so you can't really identify where I'm at. And in a little bit of time that we did have, like maybe 5 days in 7 years, you know what I mean? Maybe you came on one of those days where, you know, because I work with rock and roll guys, classical guys. I work with so many different things as a musician that you may come to me that day, I'm into my Mozart, yo.
Like, what?
And you're like, hold on, kid, you going Mozart?
You should be composer.
I'm out of here. He might be one of them. I'm out of here, Bobby. You going crazy. But
that's the great Poupon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, where that gold is at? That nigga's a mustard.
It's like, then you may come one day, next thing you know, I got a pound of Achieve in the, you know, pound. Well, weed is legal now, right?
So I can say not that. Here, but yes.
So you got a pound of that in some 40s and some Henny in the
still
studio.
Still drinking 40s?
Listen.
Yo, listen, the RZA is here, of course, brand new TV show, Gang Related, May 22nd.
On Fox at 9 o'clock.
On Fox at 9 o'clock. Yo, last question. Did you watch Ghostface on Couples Therapy?
I did. The first few episodes, I was loving it so much because even though the women gave him a hard time because he was being tough.
Because he was mean.
But it was so good to see Ghost be Ghost.
Right.
I mean, you know, most people get on those shows and they change up. You know, he kept it. I was loving him. He had me dying laughing, yo. So I hope to see Ghost do some more TV. Each one of these Wu brothers are very unique men. You know what I mean? If the people, you know, who work in Hollywood or work in film know how to tap into them, I'm looking for the day where I can direct a few of the members because I know the secret quality that they have. And I told Meth, I said, one day I'm going to direct you and we're going to make a hit movie because it's a quality in him that people don't know because they haven't spent 10, 20 years with him to get this personality out of him. And so they just look at him as the person they see on, you know, in the videos or through his music. And I don't think nobody fully caught this very rare quality that he has. And I'm looking forward to being that director that catch it one day for him.
Wake up every weekday morning with Philly's Morning Show. Shamara and Laia, 5 a.m. until 10 a.m. on Hot 107.9.